This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. India's social security coverage has seen a significant rise, doubling from 24.4% in 2021 to 48.8% in 2024, citing the International Labour Organization World Social Security Report 2024-26, Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandavia, highlighted the progress made in expanding social security benefits across the workforce. Dr. Mandavia was speaking at the post-budget webinar on investing in people. Gujarat will become the second state of India to implement the Uniform Civil Code after Uttarakhand. The state law minister Rishikesh Patel said this in the state assembly yesterday. More from our correspondent.
State Law Minister Rishikesh Patel said the decision to implement UCC is a step towards ensuring equal justice for all the people in the state and realizing the concept of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. In this direction, the state government has formed a high-level committee under the chairmanship of Justice Ranjana Desai to evaluate and draft the Uniform Civil Code for the state. The committee has invited suggestions from the residents, socio-political organizations, and the deadline of submitting the suggestions has also been extended till 15th April to ensure more people's participation in lawmaking. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The Balpan Ki Kavita initiative, restoring Bhartiya rhymes poems for young children, will begin today. This initiative has been launched by the Education Ministry and is aimed at providing better learning to young children at the foundational stage. It also aims to familiarize children with the world around them through easily understandable and joyful poems and rhymes in their mother tongue. The participants of the contest can send existing poems and rhymes popular in folk law under three categories, which are pre-primary, grade 1 and grade 2. The participants can submit their entries in all Indian languages, including English, and can include regional rhymes and poems that hold cultural significance in Indian context. The competition will run till 22nd of April on the MyGov website with no entry fee for participation. India has developed its first indigenous magnetic resonance imaging MRI machine, set to be installed at the All India Institute of Medical Science, AIIMS, New Delhi, by October for trials. The move aims to reduce treatment costs and reliance on imported medical devices, as 80-85% of equipment is currently imported. Talking to reporters, the director of AIIMS New Delhi, M. Srinivas, said that this initiative will help various companies and institutions make necessary changes and ensure that the country has the best equipment in the world.
Advantage of this is that, having used the best of the equipment in the world, we will give the feedback to them so that the companies and the people, the institutions, the Samir makes all those necessary changes so that they can come to the best of the equipment of the world.
U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order mandating sweeping changes to the U.S. election process. The changes require documentary proof of citizenship for voter registration and ensuring that all ballots are received by election day. The order asserted that the U.S. has failed to enforce basic and necessary election protections and urged states to collaborate with federal agencies to share voter lists and prosecute election-related crimes. The Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh today. It said thunderstorm accompanied with gusty winds and lightning will also occur at isolated places in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Karnataka and Kerala. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has released the full schedule of Women's Cricket World Cup 2025 qualifiers. The tournament will kick off from 9th of next month at Lahore in Pakistan, featuring six teams: Pakistan, West Indies, Bangladesh, Ireland, Scotland and Thailand. The top two teams from qualifiers will join the major six teams for the 13th edition of the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, scheduled later this year in India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.